But the hypothesis that we have this system, which I call bias status, and that it's the direct analog to status. Now, status is the system of reward and evaluation of people. So, for example, when you win a prize, that's a status reward. Mm-hmm. When somebody spits on you or insults you, that's a status down. Mm-hmm. When you earn money, that's a status up. When you lose money, that's a status down. And so on, for many systems of reward and punishment. And the biostatus system is actually the inner analog. So it's your inner...
Yep.
Keep my mind right here. Yeah.
All right, don't get left behind. Just leave the tape on. Tape is a sheet.
Exactly.
Finding places to store it, however, can be expensive. Continuing with
status.
Yes, and you are Fleur Kleinsma. Kleinsma. K L I J M S M.
That's right. Yes.
Is that the name you use on stage?
Yeah, I usually just use Fleur because nobody can pronounce it or
okay.
Understand it.
Yeah, that's good.
They ask me what's your last name, and I'm like, well, I could tell you, but
Okay.
The bio
bias data. Right. Okay, there are two systems that we can think of as gears. There's the external system of reward and punishment, which is status, mm-hmm. and there's this internal system of reward and punishment, which is your inner system of standards versus your behavior. So somebody is in there that you can't control, but something is watching from inside saying, I'm failing or I'm succeeding. And those two different rules are what bring you up, what bring you down.
It's the same as I feel happy and I feel not happy.
Not quite, but it's related.
Do you mean if there's a little judge in your head?
Yes, exactly. But you're not aware of it, and you can't reach it, and you can't fool it. So people fool themselves, and they say, oh, I'm having a good time. But further back, someone's saying, this is horrible. Mm. Maybe. And most of us may not even be in touch with this inner difference system. I'm sure some people are. They're probably the happier ones.
It's very, very Buddha. It sounds all very Buddha.
Could be. I mean, truth, all true statements are compatible.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it may very well be that this could be reformulated in many other terms.
Yeah.
So anyway, the most interesting thing is the interrelation between this external system and the bias data system. For example, if somebody says, if somebody insults you, then you go away. Mad as hell. Anger is a way of raising your own bias status.
Hmm.
Fighting raises bias status. And so does, now paranoia, which is defined a number of ways, but let's say it is, paranoia is a way of saying, I don't care what they think, I'm the king of the world. And it's a way of pulling away from external evaluation and maintaining high bias status. This is my hypothesis. So it is a status bias status combination.
Paranoia?
Yes. It uses both of the, it's based on both those things. It's a way of breaking away from negative external evaluation.
Breaking away, you're being led by all external.
You're saying
because you don't judge from what your inner.
But you're
judging from your outer. You have yourself being very, very much influenced by the outer world.
But now you're saying no. I pull back. I refuse to accept that outside judgment. So you say. So paranoia is saying, very, very often paranoids think they're, in the old joke, they think they're Napoleon, or they think they're some king or Jesus Christ. And that is a way of saying, I have very high status. Even though it's not accepted by the rest of the world.
Because they're not very happy.
happy doesn't, okay, happy's not okay, a part of this.
But it's not...
I mean, happy may fit in
but
the crack.
But you think they have a really high inner bio status?
No, it's a way of keeping it up. It's not very, it's not totally effective. But it's just like anger. It's a way of maintaining bio status in the face of negative evaluation.
From the outer world?
Yeah.
But I also think from the inner.
Well, as I'm saying that you have an inner evaluator.
Yeah.
And this inner evaluator is the one that makes you feel terrible or good, because you mm-hmm. say, I'm really succeeding. This is it. I'm succeeding now, or I'm failing now. Mm-hmm. And but very often the outer world so affects us. I mean, what would happen if you were nominated for an Academy Award for what you've just done? You'd be so surprised and delighted, right? And what would happen if you got a terrible review in the papers? You know, you wouldn't feel good. And it's those external evaluations. So one way to avoid being too influenced is not to read the reviews. Some people say, I never read the reviews, you know. And that's a way of avoiding external evaluation. Unpleasant external evaluation. But you'd like to hear all the good things. That's perfectly natural.
Yeah.
So paranoia is very interesting because I believe it's a filter of keeping out the bad stuff and letting the good stuff in. Because whenever I've talked to somebody who appeared to have paranoid tendencies, if I said something nice to them, they're all weird.
Yeah, that is very interesting.
Yeah.